The Purple Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. This is October 29th, 2021. Obviously, when this episode airs, we are going to know the reaction to what would happen to last night's senior night game with soccer. Against the Iowa State Cyclones. Of course, I'm going to be doing a separate episode on that and hopefully maybe squeeze in TC preview maybe. I don't know. So we'll see about that. Of course, later on today, our squad, the Backroads Broadcasting, the BRB broadcasting crew, including myself included in that, we're going to be doing a pregame show live tailgate show. That should be really fun. We're not, unfortunately, due to regulations, I guess, signed prior, I guess, we're not going to do the game, which I don't understand why. Why? I mean, we're related to Rock Creek, but I don't know, because maybe they want privacy. I don't know. I don't know the details on it. All I know is the pregame, we're going to do the pregame tailgate, because we want to do it. And this is playoffs, so hopefully Rock Creek can get past their opponent tonight at home against Bishop Ward. There are two Artis Cyclones. So got that going on as well. If they advance, maybe we do another one. I don't know. It depends on the situation. I don't have my notes in front of me at the moment on that. I wrote a separate sheet for that pregame on my co-host, Isaiah Dobbins, on that end. On this end of the Pro Project Podcast, Alex Aiden, myself, hopefully will be reconvened Monday, depending on how the series trends out with the Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves. Of course, my team, last two, is still standing. It is even at one game apiece, so we'll see what the situation is on that. Monday is an off day either way, so hopefully we'll get back going, and we will talk more about the post game, about TCU and all that jazz as basketball, football, for K-State trying to get something going here after coming off that one-point win. So, obviously, look for another separate episode on a recap of Mike DeBeanie's squad. And also, we'll combine that with Texas Tech as well. I know for a fact they played again last night as well. So, I'll definitely have that going. But for you guys, at some point, I'm trying to be a little bit more consistent as I can with this podcast as well, as I'm finally starting to get things going in all directions here moving forward into November. Speaking of November, basketball is here before, it's going to be here before you know it, and we're going to focus quickly on the women's side. The star player, obviously, Ayoka Lee, a lot more on her here right now. For the second straight season, Ayoka Lee was recognized as the Big 12 Conference Women's Basketball Coach's unanimous selection to the 2021-22 preseason All Big 12. This happened a couple of days ago. Lee, a 2022 All-America candidate, enters her junior season as a top returning shot blocker in the Big 12, as well as the number four returning rebounder in this conference and the number five returning scorer as well. An already Wildcat Nation. She needs 66 points to achieve 1,000 points in her Kansas State career. Unbelievable. Lee will become the fifth player in program history with 1,000 or more career points, 500 or more career rebounds, and 100 or more career blocks. My goodness. And that could be achievable. I might put a bold prediction out there already. 66 points, let's see. Lee averages 18 to 25 a game. I'm going to say that might happen in the fourth, fifth. I might even go as, woo-wee. Yeah, I'm going to say around the fourth, fifth game, that's going to happen for her. That's a bold prediction already on the Purple Project Podcast. She's going to do it in her fourth or fifth game. I know it's not an exact game, but somewhere in there, it's going to happen in there for her as well. Of course, going back to last year, recapping some of her accolades, Lee was honored a 2021 WBCA All-America Honorable Mention recipient and a preseason candidate for every national award, including the Wade Trophy, the Naismith Trophy, and the Wooden Award, and the Lisa Leslie Award as well. She completed in the 2020 2020-21 record season with a career-high 19 points per game. That's a total of 478 points. Her scoring average last season was the highest by a Wildcat since when I was in school, when Brittany Chambers went happened, set the school record with 21 points per game in a 2012-13 season. Yep, that's my senior year right there. Brittany Chambers, she was something else. Lee became the first player in the history of Kansas State women's basketball to register 450 points or more, 200 or more rebounds, 45 or more blocks in her first two seasons as well. The product from Byron, Minnesota, also recorded a career-best field goal percentage of 62% and a career-best free throw percentage of 81%. She led the Big 12 in the ranks third in the nation in field goal percentage. She was the only player in Division I with a field goal percentage of 60% or better and a free throw percentage of 80% or better. Lee has recorded 10 double-doubles, including four straight to conclude the season as well. Among her 10 double-doubles, Lee registered 37-point game, 18 rebound against Oklahoma back in January 31st. That was this year. 37 points set a school record for most points for points in a Big 12 conference game, where her were the fifth most points scored in any game in school history. And the most since Chambers again set the school record with 42. March of 2013 against Texas Southern as well. I can go on and on about this, but I'm going to leave it right there. leave notes right there because, damn. I mean, my co-host Alex has said it, right? That hopefully you have to put the pieces around Lee and you're going to be a good squad. And I know they had a better squad last year, at least a more competitive squad, but last year for the team overall, very disappointing, very disappointing. And I know I plan on hoping to have separate episodes of women and men's. I'm planning on doing that with my co-host at AA when we turn to normal schedule here after the World Series concludes. But yeah, I am 100% with my co-host there. I mean, last year you had Chrissy Carr in there, Rachel Ranke, who was a junior last year, is another senior. Return this year. Luckily, this year, a few good transfers that I talked about this summer on the Purple Project podcast as well. So we'll find out for sure. I mean, we're fortunate enough to have her. she's dominant like that. So if anything else, hopefully Jeff Mitty can get his act together here and put in, you know, have well-balanced scoring. I know Lee's going to do her thing every night on the basketball court, but again, it's the pieces outside of her. Can they produce? Can they get it done? That's the question. But Ioka Lee, another Big 12 unanimous selection, first team for sure, going into this season. Obviously, we're going to have a lot more basketball to cover here in the upcoming months, along with football here as well. TCU on the dock here tomorrow afternoon in, I almost said Bramlage, at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, 2:30 kick. We'll see what happens on that front. I'm going to put a pin on this for now. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcast. Let's see, Odyssey. We're on that as well. The Purple Project Podcast Daily. Entering the last weekend of October. That's going to do it for me, Eddie Greer III. Appreciate you guys for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats! Talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.